Proclamation number 8839 of 12th of August, 1964. Right Proclaimers of the Doctrine of Christ. This is of greatest importance that you take note of Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. This information cannot be given to you often enough, for what you miss here on earth cannot be made up for in the kingdom of the beyond, even if you are still led to him there, who will receive you into his kingdom. But this can still last for eternities if you depart from earth completely unbelieving. But even if you find your way to him in a shorter time, you can still never reach the childship to God, which is the highest aim. If only the knowledge could be supplied to you of your original sin, which has caused Jesus coming to earth, if only you would let yourselves be instructed about the spiritual reason of his coming. But you men lack all faith, because also the church believers do not know that it is about far more than the salvation from temporal sin guilt, because the knowledge about it would let the preachers speak far more forcefully to men. But this knowledge can only be turned to him who has a living faith, and this must have become alive through love. That there are now also preachers who are deeply believing is not to be denied. But all these preachers lack faith in the work of the Spirit in man. They are utterly ignorant and paying no heed to what is presented to them from a cold quarter. They do not listen inwardly, otherwise they would also be knowledgeable. And they also lack the desire for truth. They accept without hesitation what has again been presented to them as truth, without once seriously taking a stand on it. And then only dead knowledge can remain, everything becomes form, but which they unhesitatingly agree to, and so a Christianity has come into being, which is powerless and cannot give to any man what helps him to become blessed. You must still believe alive in Jesus Christ and his work of redemption in earthly life. For anyone who has the opportunity to do so, who has the great grace that this teaching is imparted to him, will one day be severely reproached for not having studied it in greater depth, for as soon as he desires information about it, he will also receive it. He must confess the cross, he must consciously carry his burden of sin under the cross and ask for forgiveness, for he will, he must, always be aware of his defective state and will, therefore also know that his own transgressions were the cause of his defective state, and to, he must, know that there is one who can redeem him from his defectiveness, but that this one must also be called upon in living faith. But faith can only become alive through love, and so love must first be practiced, which then also gives man a light about everything what is connected with the divine Redeemer. You men, use the short earth lifetime, which is still granted to all of you, that you get information about who Jesus Christ was and in which relation, you stand to him. And you who have knowledge of the Book of Books, you should also inform yourselves about what is to be understood by working of the Spirit. Ignorance lets you lose the best, otherwise you would not oppose the results of the working of the Spirit when they are brought to your knowledge. Only through such enlightenment can you receive knowledge which gives you full understanding for the work of salvation, but that you now also recognize the great significance of Jesus Christ's work of salvation, that you do everything in order to attain childship to God on earth, for which the redemption through Jesus Christ on earth is already a prerequisite. Amen.